We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are going to talk about the Titans, Bills fans, because they made a big move. It impacts the AFC. It impacts the Bills' schedule because the Bills play the Titans. And we're going to cover all of it with Teron Davenport, who covers the Titans for ESPN.com. And he is with us right now on the Westar Hotline. Teron, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show today. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you for asking. And I assume fans are good down there. What was the general reaction after the news came out about Julio Jones?
Man, the general reaction was euphoria. Everybody's excited. Media, too, because it's always good to have a juicy story to cover. So, you know, no horse in the race, but, you know, we'll see what happens, man. You know, the mothership, they think I got a face for radio. So maybe I'll finally, you know, get to prove them what my mother said, and I got a face for TV, too. So we'll see.
How much did they, you know, they lose Corey Davis in the offseason. Was there talk right away that they've got to do something to fill that spot? How much did they need to get that spot filled?
Well, they knew that they had to get it filled just because they didn't have too many other options to be the Robin to A.J. Brown's Batman. And they went out and signed Josh Reynolds. They drafted Dez Fitzpatrick, but all along, it just seemed like there was something else that had to be done. I wasn't sure that the Julio Jones situation would come to fruition. I thought maybe Jamison Crowder, you know, to get him to work the slot. But, man, they hit a home run, at least on paper. So here we are. John Robinson said they've been in that conversation from the start. You know, as soon as the rumors started to circulate that he was on the block, and now, you know, here we are. I'm on Buffalo radio talking about the Titans.
I think for us, and I'm guessing in every other market that actually cares about what the Titans did, the big question is, hey, they love to run the ball. They love to feed Derrick Henry, but now they have not only A.J. Brown, they add in Julio Jones. So what is this? Does this shift the philosophy offensively? Do they come away from the running game at all? Wouldn't you go and make sure you use Julio Jones as much as possible?
Well, you could use both, and I don't think it's going to shift at all. And, yeah, Julio Jones is a great acquisition, but let's not get it twisted. You know, there's a John Deere tractor in the backfield with number 22 on, and you got to keep giving him the football. So he's going to get his touches, and that's the bread and butter of this team. Everything revolves. He's the engine that drives everything. And even defensively, you know, those guys, you talk to them, they really feed off of what he does. And Mike Vrabel is a head coach, a defensive-minded head coach. You know he's going to want to run the football. So that's something that's going to continue to happen. But it's going to be play action, right? The play action, deep digs and those type of things, taking advantage of guys that are 225 and 230 pounds, catching the football. And look, DBs, they don't want to fool with that. You know, so that's why those guys get yards after the catch, especially A.J. Brown. And I think that's what they're going to run with, just a quality over quantity approach, right? You could have 100 catches and 1,000 yards, but is that really better than 60 catches for 1,100? You know what I mean? So yeah. You got to balance it out and look at it from that perspective.
Well, let me ask you this now with Derrick Henry again, and you know the John Deere guy in the backfield, a tractor. So he, the last 2 years, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think it's close to 700 carries he's had over the last 2 years. Would you expect that kind of average number to still be the same then this season? It's still going to be a big workload of him.
They're going to try to corral it and offset it with Darrington Evans catching the ball out of the backfield and then also getting his touches, and Brian Hill signed from the Falcons. there'll be another one in Jeremy McNichols. They'll try to offset it, but you know, the bottom line is you got to keep feeding Derrick Henry. And you know, a lot of people say, well, you get all those carries, there's a pounding, and it's that and the third. I could tell you maybe five times in three seasons I've seen Derrick Henry like actually get hit to where you're like, oh yeah, I know that hurt. A lot of his runs, if you look at it, you know, they're finished with the stiff arm, or they're finished, you know, where he's the one inflicting the punishment. And, I mean, you got pads on. You got shoulder pads on. That absorbs the hit. So he's not a guy that takes a huge pounding. And then on top of that, you look at his off-season training. I don't know if you guys check out his IG, but, I mean, the dude was doing 54-inch box jumps yesterday. But, I mean, you see him doing all types of crazy workouts. And even during practice, when they're doing special teams, you know, typically a running back, you know, he's just on the sideline, you know, standing there talking to the coach. Well, in training camp, Derrick Henry, he goes over to the sand pit and he gets a workout there and then comes back and has the nerve to, you know, do the rest of practice. So, I mean, that is something I just have tremendous respect for that. And just seeing him and the running back coach, Tony Dews, jog up and down the field at times, just working on catching the football and those type of things. His time management skills are superb. You know, he takes advantage of every bit of practice. And like I said, I truly respect that.
Harlan, let me ask you this. Off the comments about Henry and workload, let me take it to this point. I saw a stat earlier this week, and it was in an article at ESPN.com, so it was probably your article. But anyway, that Derrick Henry faced more 8-man boxes than anybody other running back in the league last year. It was like 23%, yep. I think, of his carries.
Yep.
Now you provide Julio Jones in the mix, but if Tennessee's offensive identity is still first and foremost Derrick Henry, I guess I'm getting to this. Would teams still load up 8-man boxes, or do the Titans think the presence of Jones and Brown will create fewer 8-man boxes, and then we can really keep feeding the ball to Derrick Henry?
Can I tell you something really interesting? They don't care.
Yeah.
You know,
they're
going to
run it no matter what, right?
Yeah, and you know, when you have a back like Derrick Henry, right, you get him to the second level, he's gone, especially against 8-man box. This is an 8-man box. What happens, right? You got 8 in the box, you got 1 and 1 on the outside and 1 over top. Chances are he's going to outrun the angle that the safety has. So that's why he hits somebody. You look at his big runs, most of them, his home runs, have come against 8-man boxes. He had a 99-yard touchdown run. He gave out about 8 stiff arms. And it was against an 8-man box. So that's the thing that's so interesting about him. Teams stack the box, but he gets more yards against the 8-man box than anybody in the league. You know, so it's just crazy. He's a very unique player. But, you know, now in these situations, you stack the box. Hey, listen, if you have the audacity to go one-on-one with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, hey, God bless you. I'm glad you have confidence in your guys. But I think looking at that, most of the time, those guys are going to win one-on-one matchups.
Amidst all the talk about offense, the final thing I want to ask you about, Teron, is the defense. Because I think as an outsider, I would look at it and say, I think that's a great move. It's a great pickup. You know, you add a weapon like Julio Jones with A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry. That's great for the offense. But my biggest question is, you know, what about their defense? It wasn't as good last year. There's been some changeover. Their pass rush needs help. They spent some money in free agency on that. They turned over their secondary. I think it's more about Tennessee's 2021 season would be more about what are you going to get out of your defense. I think they're going to be good offensively. What are your thoughts on the other side of the ball?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I'm sitting here raving about the offense and all that, but if I'm going to keep it 100 with you, the defense, hey, listen, that's something to be concerned about. And for real, when people ask me, okay, well, you know, where do you see the Titans in the grand scheme of things? How do they compare to the Bills? I would say Titans have advantage running the football, but the Bills, that defense is no joke. So that's their advantage, and that's why it's hard for me to put the Titans in front of the Bills, you know. So, yeah, I mean, when you have a team that gave up 36 passing touchdowns, second worst in the league, 19 total sacks, which was the third worst ever by a playoff team, you got to get that fixed. I mean, you look at red zone trips, teams got inside the 20, they were scoring 60%, over 60% of the time. And, fellas, we're not talking about field goals, we're talking about touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Third down percentage, 53% of the time teams saw third downs, they were getting first downs. All that stuff is terrible, you know, so that's something that they have to fix. And I like the mindset that they're taking. I talked to Kevin Byard, and he said, you know, they have to get more aggressive with the wide receivers at the line of scrimmage, not playing off on third and short, challenging them. And that's something, the lack of that is really what has hurt that team's third down defense, you know, because it's third and three, and you let Stephon Diggs release off to get a free release, you're going to give up the first down because Josh Allen's going to find them, and it's going to be first down. They're going to keep moving. So that's what you have to stop. And really, you know, when you have those free releases, no chatter at the line of scrimmage, that just it doesn't disrupt the timing of the passing game. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, the quarterback, Josh Allen, could just hit his first read and have no problem. But if you're challenging these guys and you're making him go through his progressions, that gives the guys up front more time to get home. And I think that's the important thing. And the guys up front, you know, when they get the quarterback in their targets, when they have them dead to rights, you can't whiff. They're striking out a lot. If you go back and look, the quarterbacks were able to free themselves up when they should have been sacked. So those are problems that have to be fixed. I think, you know, getting finishers like Bud Dupree, Danico Autry, that's really going to help. Jack Rabbit Jenkins is a guy that will come up and challenge receivers. And, you know, you watch that game he had against Diggs when Diggs was a Viking his last year in Minnesota. He took him on one-on-one and held his own. I think he only gave up three receptions. So, you know, this was back when Jenkins was with the Saints. So, you know, you got guys that are coming in. They revamped the secondary. Imani Hooker will be the starting safety. He led the team in interceptions. You got Jayon Brown coming back. There's a lot of positivity. But, you know, the bottom line is that defense was disgusting last year, and they have to get that better. Otherwise, you know, all of this hype and excitement about Julio Jones will be for naught because – you know, teams like the Bills, you know, with that passing game with Cole Beasley and Diggs and those guys, they will pick the Titans apart if they don't get that defense right. So that's my take on it.
Teron Davenport covers the Titans for ESPN.com. Teron, thanks for coming on with us. Enjoyed having you on the show today, sir, and enjoy the rest of your summer break.
You got it anytime. And Julio Jones is making his debut today. So I don't know if you guys saw that news, and A.J. Brown is likely to be on the field as well for the first time. So we'll get to see the dynamic duo.
They got mandatory camp. Is this their mandatory mini camp?
No, it's not mandatory. It's OTA.
Oh, they're still that. Yeah.
You know, you got a guy like Vrabel, mandatory or voluntary is encouraged, but not, you know.
Yeah,
mandatory.
Right. Yeah, we got it. Enjoy watching.
All right, for sure. You guys take it easy.
You too. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.